We're going to be looking at 3 John. If you have a digital Bible, you have to go to chapter 1, but if you've just got the paper one, just go to 3 John. Before we look at that verse, however, I've asked three men who are either in the seminary or who have graduated from the seminary to come and just take a few minutes this morning.
My name is Randall Flack, and I am going to talk to you a little bit about the master's degree in biblical counseling. And when you counsel, you don't always have notes, so I don't have any notes. But just to give you a little background, not all the way back, but I came here to college in 2006, not really knowing what I wanted to do, not really knowing what God wanted me to do with my life. And so, like many of you may have done, I decided to get a go into humanities. So I went through humanities, and I was going to do a history minor, and then somewhere in my junior, senior year, God started to work in my heart and start to lay on my heart the idea of camp ministry. That wasn't something I'd really grown up doing or like participating in a lot of camp, but really the Lord laid that on my heart, mostly probably through my wife. At the time, she wasn't, but anyway, my wife. So I decided to change my, rather than just change my whole major, I changed my minor to biblical counseling, and through studying biblical counseling as my minor, it really just got my it perked my interest in it. I really got interested, and I really started to enjoy what I was learning from that. So, and my girlfriend at the time still had 2 more years left of college. So, after I graduated, so what better to do than stick around here and learn more? So, I decided to get my master's degree in biblical counseling, and I know we often think, maybe before I even came to college, you might think, when you think of biblical counseling, you think, oh, you just sit down with someone, and then they just kind of give you a bunch of verses, say, here, memorize these each day, and this will take care of your sin problem, go be good. And that was, you know, probably what I thought. I mean, a lot of us tend to think it's just taking a verse and just, here, have fun with that. But really, it's so much more than just memorizing verses. It's about and when you're counseling, I mean, you're obviously going to use scripture. It's biblical counseling. It's not just tell me your problems and I'll tell you how to fix them. But it's really looking into God's word and seeing what he has to say about you. And not just, and it's not just behavioral. Sometimes we'd like to think I'm just going to stop doing bad things and start doing good things. But it really we need to get to the heart of the issue. And that's really what where biblical counseling is trying to aim. And there's a danger anytime you're learning to make it strictly an academic pursuit. I'm not saying that everyone that goes through seminary doesn't just make it an academic pursuit, just like those of you who go through college or even high school, if you can remember that, make it just an academic pursuit. The important thing is to allow God's word to first change your heart. And as what we've learned as counselors, you learn that first you must be a good counselee before you can ever be a good counselor. First, you have to allow God's word to change your heart and your life before you can ever use it to impact others. And and that's hard because, you know, as a counselor, as a leader, you want to just use God's word and just help other people. But it needs to start with myself. If I'm not being changed by God's word, then there's going to be absolutely no ability in and of myself to help others. And so I found with the biblical counseling degree that it really, really worked in my life to change me to realize how important, how much I need God's word and how much I need to deal with not just behavior, but dealing with my heart. So I would encourage you guys, even if you don't know what you want to do for your future, I don't know if I'm going to end up in camp ministry. Right now I'm a dorm supervisor in Spurgeon, and I don't know how much longer I'll be doing this, or I don't know if I'm going to go into a youth pastoring position or into camp. I don't know what the Lord is going to do with me, but I know that at this point, while I don't know everything, the biblical counseling program has definitely pointed me in the right direction and has definitely given me a lot of very good tools that I can go out and I believe I can be very useful for the Lord. And even now, working with guys, I've been very encouraged. At times, you see people and they come to you with, you know, some things. It's like, I don't know about that. But if you look into God's Word has all the answers. So never let the world tell you that God's Word doesn't have the answers, because it does.
Morning. My name's Josh Moore. I'm here to represent the cross-cultural studies program, and it's not every day that I get to stand in front of chapel, so I want to take this opportunity to conduct an experiment on the student body related to cross-cultural studies. So this isn't going to take much. It's just going to take the ability for you to listen and to raise your hand. I'm going to say a few things. If you know the correct response in the language I'm speaking, feel free to respond. And that, at the end, I'll have a question. The Aguit. I'm thinking to Gwailin. Call us Tontu. Tangama, Gramahagut, Shlon. How many of you, that was the first time you ever heard Irish spoken in person before? Raise your hand, please. Okay, thank you for participating in that experiment. That helps me in my research and that type of stuff. I really enjoyed my time at Maranatha Baptist Seminary and in the cross-cultural studies program. My wife, Annie, and I moved out here to Wisconsin. Originally, we were going to live in Maryland, but just through a series of events, the Lord clearly directed us out here, and I'm so grateful that he did that, because not only have I been able to be a dorm supervisor in Leland, but also just the opportunity to learn in the seminary has been really helpful for me. While I've been in the seminary, not only have I been able to take some good theology classes and really be mentored by a lot of my professors, the cross-cultural classes that just really geared towards cross-cultural studies have been really, really helpful for me. In one of my classes, I was in an online class, and I was interacting in that class with a veteran missionary in Poland, another veteran missionary in France, and a younger missionary, actually, I believe he's from China, and he's a missionary in Indonesia now. And so I was in a class with all these guys, and I was just able to bounce a lot of ideas off of them and learn from their experiences. So I really appreciated that aspect of this degree. Also, one of my recent classes that I took was on anthropology and communication. And I must say that the Lord had really used that class as I thought through and prayed through some of the material just to shape my philosophy of ministry in Ireland. The Lord has called my wife and I to be missionaries in Ireland. We know that, and we've been preparing for that. And this degree has really helped prepare me for that. In that class that I mentioned, I just really prayed through, Lord, how do you want us to minister in Ireland? What is going to be the most effective way to reach people? And something he burdened our hearts for was to be a contributor to their society, to learn from the people, and to allow the gospel to change people's lives. We don't want to force Americanized church on the Irish people. We want the gospel to change them and to develop a church that feels Irish and can really connect with the people through the power of the gospel. So that's something that class really helped me to learn. I also was able to write an ethnography of the Irish people, which was just a fascinating study that also helped. But in completion of my degree here at Maranatha, my wife and I will be able to go on an internship, and we're really looking forward to that this summer. We're going to be able to spend a month with a national pastor in Dublin, and just the opportunity to learn from a national is going to be invaluable. This will be my fourth trip to Ireland. We're really, really looking forward to how the Lord's going to use this trip to further point us where he wants us in the country there. God has burdened our hearts and called us to that field. And I can honestly say that the Master of Arts in Cross-Cultural Studies has really helped equip me for what God has called me to do. I highly recommend, if you're interested in any type of cross-cultural ministry, whether it's in the United States or around the world, I highly recommend that you consider taking just a couple years and spending that time in the cross-cultural program. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Chip Herbert, and I'm here to represent the MDiv program. It is training to be a pastor mostly, and so we learn how to use notes when we preach. So that's why I have notes. It is a long program. The MDiv program is. It's 96 credits, and it's very broad. It really helps you to delve deep into a number of different areas, languages, history, Old Testament, New Testament, theology, pastoral theology, counseling. And it really is a good, solid base for anybody that wants to go into pastoral ministry. I remember thinking when I went into the MDiv, my first semester, about halfway through, I was like, wow, I've learned a ton already. I was like, after six semesters of this, I can't imagine how much more I'll have learned. And now I'm in my last semester, and I've learned a ton. And it was very true. I mean, I haven't learned everything I need to know, certainly. But it's been an awesome program. I've loved it immensely. Good training. Mentorship in the MDiv program. You're required to be part of a mentorship program with a local pastor for a year, which is, I think, the heart of the seminary to get you into ministry. And learning from not only the seminary teachers, but pastors locally. And so I've been able to be a youth leader at Jefferson for a number of years, but in the 3 years of my seminary as well, and be able to practice what I'm learning in class. So I would highly recommend, if you're looking to go into ministry, to look into the MDiv program. There is a camaraderie in the seminary. You might want to go somewhere else. Maybe that is not, dispensationalist or fundamentalist or something like that, because you want to get a different viewpoint. But there is a camaraderie where you come together, and you know what? We talk about covenant theology. We talk about all these issues that are going on in our culture, and it's not that we're trying to fight against each other. We're trying to help each other come to good biblical sound conclusions about issues, and I don't have to worry about my teacher telling me something I shouldn't know and fighting against me all the time. I can work with him. I can work with my fellow students. We can come to good biblical conclusions about issues. The GA program has been a blessing to me. I've been able to be in the online office for 3 years, and I've learned a lot doing that. So not only am I getting good experience in the classroom, but I'm also getting experience in the online office. My GA program is paying for my schooling. And I also spent a year in Armitage. Yes. Yeah. A couple of them. The rest of them didn't come to chapel. So that was really good. I thoroughly enjoyed being in Armitage. There are other big benefits. You'll find that the teachers are very personable. They'll talk to you. They think critically. They'll help you think critically. They'll help you grow and mature. If I had gone to pastoral ministry 3 years ago, I don't know what I would have done. But 3 years, I know it sounds like a long time, but it has really helped me mature as a person. And now I feel like I can go out into ministry, and even though I don't have all the answers, I have a lot of tools to reach into and help me in future ministry. Also, if you're single, this is a great program. So if you're still single, male or female, you might consider the seminary. It worked for me. So, and Coach Bill has one more daughter. So, if nothing else, no, I really, it was a blessing that wasn't necessarily expected, but I got married last year, and this year has been awesome, being able to be in classes with my wife and be able to learn together. So if you're looking to go to ministry, I was a math ed major in undergrad, so I wasn't even biblical studies or pastoral studies. If you're looking to go into ministry, or you just want to learn the Bible more, if you want to learn the Bible deeply, consider seminary, and I think you'll find it a big blessing in the rest of your life.
All right, thank you. That remaining daughter is over by the red glow. You can find her easily. In 3 John, verse 4, John declared, "I have no greater joy than to see that my children walk in truth." I was talking with an older alumni, not as old as me, but back in the earlier years of the school. And he and I were talking about the issue of loyalty to the institution. And we were talking about another school further south from here that is kind of known for, you know, just producing alumni who just bleed their school colors. And Maranatha has not done that same kind of loyalty. Talk to Dr. Davis and talk about, you know, like pulling teeth sometime to get the alumni to even contribute to their alma mater. But as we were talking about this, initially starting the discussion with what can we do at Maranatha to change that, our discussion turned to the fact that at Maranatha, we're not really training our students, educating our students to be loyal to Maranatha. We're educating our students to be loyal to Scripture. And if their loyalty to Scripture is there, then we're not disappointed. Now, we'd like them to be loyal to Scripture and loyal to Maranatha at the same time and support both, but our focus here is on God's Word, and that includes the focus of the seminary. We want to train students who are theologically articulate because we live in a confused and confusing world. Don't necessarily need to go exegete all the hymns, but we do want you to know your theology. We want to prepare students who are spiritually fervent. You've heard about our students' engagement in ministry. Ministry in the local church, ministry overseas. It's a joy to watch the seminary students, especially as they get involved in a variety of ministry opportunities. We want to prepare students who are positionally discerning. We don't want necessarily seminary graduates who are calling their faculty up and saying, there's this new thing on the horizon. What am I supposed to do about it? Or I've got this problem in the church. What's the solution? We want to prepare students with the tools that you need so that you can figure those things out on your own. You can discern whether a movement is biblical or not. We also want to prepare students who are professionally competent. So we train you how to do ministry. One of the more recent grads called me up. He said, I had my first communion. I said, well, good. That's great. He said, it wasn't good and it wasn't great. He said, for years I've sat on that side of the communion table. I thought this was going to be a piece of cake. He said, I got behind the table. And he said, all of a sudden, I couldn't even remember whether it was the grape juice first or the bread first. I wasn't sure, you know, how to hand it to the deacons. And, you know, of course, he'd been instructed in that, but he didn't need it because he already knew all about communion. But it's different when you're on this side of the pulpit, this side of the communion table, this side of the counseling desk. It is different. So we want to train students who can do ministry. And I'm thankful for the students in the seminary, graduates and current students, who are not Bible majors in college. You've heard a couple of them. As they came either here or as students go elsewhere. Last year, I haven't seen the figures for this year, but last year, the seminary had students from 44 different colleges. The majority of those were not Bible colleges. And so we are seeing students who have, you know, gone into what we call secular work, went off to some university or college somewhere, got a degree in whatever, and now as God works in their heart, they're beginning to change direction. We offer a Master of Arts in English Bible. We have nobody here to represent that because it's an online program. Never have to show up to campus, and so that goes well down south. Don't even have to be in the U.S. to get this degree. I think it was Josh that mentioned we have a Chinese student who's from Singapore, who's a missionary in Indonesia, taking our master's degree. We have an American who's a missionary in, well, actually we've got three or four of those, missionaries in a variety of countries taking a master's degree here. We have students who are in Africa taking a master's degree here. They don't come to Maranatha. They don't come to Wisconsin. They don't even come to the U.S. but they're still able to do a program. New program this year is our Master of Arts in Church Music. And if you're interested in music, especially using music in the church, particularly guiding and directing a church music program, we'd love to talk to you about that. It's mostly online, but a few on campus, one-week modules. Excuse me. Been down to that other university, and I picked up a bug down there. Our MA in Cross-Cultural Studies, we have a traditional missionary track. We also help students who want to go to closed countries. I was in China, mainland China, this past fall, and into the church service walks a Maranatha grad. And I looked at her and I said, "What are you doing here?" And she looked at me and said, "Well, what are you doing here?" She was an education major. She got a master's degree in Bible. She taught in the States for a while, and now she's gone over to China, and she's teaching in one of the schools there and helping with the start of a couple of churches in one of the cities there in mainland China. Great opportunity. Our Master of Arts in Biblical Counseling, you've heard about. Youth pastors, businessmen, pastors' wives, women involved in women's ministries, camp directors and camp workers, anybody interested in helping people struggling with sin, and that's just about everybody. We prepare chaplains for military service, but chaplains are not just for the military. There are chaplains in hospitals. There are chaplains to police departments, to fire departments. There are hospital chaplains. There are numerous kinds of chaplains out there who are serving essentially an unregenerate crowd, working with lost people, but being able to give to them God's word. And then, of course, we have the MDiv, which is kind of the supreme degree, the primary degree, designed for those who want to enter into some kind of preaching or pastoral ministry, or for the person interested in a PhD or something along that line. About 4 minutes to give you seven Maranatha advantages. Number one, flexibility. We have our traditional classes on campus, just like you do now. We also have one-week campus modules. Somebody comes to campus for 1 week. We start on Monday. We end on Friday. You go home, write your paper, do some reading, and your class is done. We have online classes. Some of you have taken online classes. 8 weeks, compressed, lots of work, but in 8 weeks you're done. And then we have virtual classes. Virtual classes are those actual on-campus classes that are being broadcast via the internet to various places. We have students in Arizona taking virtual classes. We have students in Maryland taking virtual classes. We have students in between taking virtual classes. Fun. You're still on a college campus. I'm fine with standalone seminaries. That has been the model. But when you go to a standalone seminary, you go to class and you go home. But when you go to Maranatha to go to seminary, you can go to ball games, you can go to plays, you can go to concerts. Now, if you just want to go to class and go home, that's fine. You're not required to attend any of those once you've gotten to the seminary. It's kind of like, okay, you've done your 4 years of college, so we don't have those attendance requirements like some of you here might have still. We have food. Want to live in the dorm? Keep on eating Maranatha's food. I travel to a lot of colleges recruiting for the seminary. Believe me, when we talk about Maranatha having the best food around, there's only one college I have been in that matches Maranatha's food. And so you can live in the dorm. You can eat the food in the dining hall. Freedom. Seminary students are no longer under the college handbook. Your adults will treat you like adults. No demerits. No passes. No long list of rules. It's very simple in the seminary. You either fit in or you don't. If you don't fit in, then we'll give you some suggestions on where you might want to go to seminary. Frugality. You save money by coming to the seminary. Number one, the tuition is cheaper. Number two, you take fewer classes. 12 hours in the seminary is about equivalent to 18 hours in terms of workload. So a typical full-time student in the seminary is carrying 8 to 12 hours instead of your 12 to 18 or Some of you music people, 20, 22 hours or whatever it is you do. And so you save some money. If you have a student loan, your student loan is deferred. Don't have to make any loan payments if you're in the seminary. And for some students, seminary degree can be free. We have a limited number of graduate assistant positions. They're all filled for next year. So if you were thinking about coming to the seminary, applying for a GA for this coming year, we have more applicants than we have slots right now, so we pretty much cut off the applications. But for those of you who are sophomores, juniors, looking forward to the possibility maybe of doing this, just let that rattle around the back of your brain, and in the fall of your senior year, apply for that GA position. We'll cover your educational costs. You can live in the dorm or you can live off campus. That's up to you. And then, of course, our seminary is regionally accredited. For people going into pastoral ministry, church-related ministry, that's not a big deal. But if you're looking at a doctoral program, it can be a big deal. We have Maranatha alumni in one country that does not allow missionaries into that country unless they have an accredited college or seminary degree. Now, that's not very common. It might become more common down the road. So the accredited degree might be a benefit to those of you who are interested in ministry, but also are interested perhaps in getting outside of just a church ministry here in the States. John said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. He's talking about full-time servants because he's talking about the brothers, these itinerant preachers. These are people who went out for his name's sake. Their goal was to glorify God in what they were doing. And John commended Gaius for supporting those in full-time ministry. Gaius was not a preacher. He was not the pastor. He was a businessman. So for those of you who are saying, I just, you know, appreciate all this stuff that other people are doing, I just have no interest in Maranatha Baptist Seminary. I want to get my BA and I want to get out of here. That's fine. When you go become a businessman, when you go write your first novel, remember Maranatha Baptist Seminary, be a Gaius, send us a check, and help in preparing future generations of servants. Father, thank you for these men who talked to us this morning about how you worked in their lives. We thank you for the other seminary students that are represented by these three. And we're thankful, Father, for the alumni serving you in churches, on mission fields, in various kinds of ministries around this world. We're thankful for the men and women in the seminary now. We're seeking to prepare to serve you in the future, but who are even now in their seminary training serving you. And Lord, I would pray that you would challenge each of us, each of these students, to consider. Just consider Maranatha Baptist Seminary. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.